Si conoce a alguien que vive de forma ilegal en Estados Unidos, pronto lo volverá a ver, porque volverá a casa. Me llamo Kristi Noem, soy la Secretaria de Seguridad Nacional de Estados Unidos. Puede evitar problemas descargándose la app CBP Home y deportándose de forma segura. Recibirá ayuda económica, un vuelo gratis y la posibilidad de volver de forma legal. Si no lo hace, lo encontraremos, multaremos y echaremos a la fuerza. Bajo el fuerte liderazgo del presidente Trump, nuestras leyes se cumplen y nuestra frontera es segura.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. I was just preparing for the show, and there's breaking news about Howard Stern. He's not dead or anything like that, but there is breaking news. Before I get to that, let me take care of the... Oops. Somebody just opened that door. Don't know who. Might have been a dog. This show originates, of course, in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. They specialize in things like Yamaha golf carts. You can get a fantastic, high-quality Yamaha golf cart. Perhaps it's an ATV you're into. Side-by-side, motorcycle, e-bike, go-kart. Those are fun. All things you can get. Scooter at Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Thank you so much. I am promoting my latest get-together first. This is from the radio voice Linda promotion plan, and that is get to it and let them know early before they get bored with your ass. Thank you. Thank you. I'm talking about the Eric Zane Show podcast, Pinball Retro Arcade Extravaganza number 2. If you like stand-up video games and pinball in an outstanding atmosphere, that's Pinball Land. And we are all getting together August 22nd in Rockford, Michigan. 7:30, we're going to meet at that fantastic establishment called the Corner Bar. They're not a sponsor, but it's a great place to hang out. We'll eat, we'll drink, we'll laugh. Some of you will meet each other for the first times, though you've heard each other talked about on the chat. And then we're going to stumble on over to Pinball Land, and the whole place is ours for the night, for as long as you want. It's not free. I want to make sure you know that. You actually got to pay for it. I wish I could make it free, but I think it's like $9 or $10 for an hour. And 2 hours, like 15, 16, 7, I don't know. But it doesn't matter. You have so much fun at Pinball Land. It's absolutely outstanding. So come hang out with me and the usual suspects. A lot of the people that attend are like people in the chat here on Twitch. That's like the people that most often come to things like this. But I want to see some new faces because, you know, some people are shy. I'm talking to you. Silent person who listens quietly. Maybe you listen to the audio podcast later, or you listen on demand, or you watch on Twitch on demand. Those are the majority of my audience members. But yeah, so wherever you are, come see me at Pinball Land. That is the 22nd of August. Molly says I'd go, but I don't have money for hotels. Well, that's a big trip for you. That is a big, big trip. I mean, you would be coming from far, far away. That is not an easy thing. But save your pennies, maybe the next one. Because in this one, you could, like, go to Pinball Land, and then you could join me at Berlin Raceway the next night. It'd be a whole easy weekend. Nick in Grand Rapids, Black Belt Nick, says, bless them anxiety-free like you did for me. It's a very real thing with people. Millennials and younger 99.5% of all millennials or younger are scared. All right? That's what they do. They like hide and they don't want to talk to anybody because they're afraid that the world will end if they talk to someone. And it's my job to let you know, quit being a bitch and get your ass out there. That is the quickest way to meeting new people and getting fresh poon for some of you. Rebecca has already offered up to Molly. Molly, you can stay at my house. You have to like dogs, though. Who doesn't like dogs? I don't like people that don't like dogs. If you're an audience member and you don't like dogs, don't tell me that. I just got word. I was just paying attention to the news. I saw on some wacky site that it said Howard Stern canceled. And I go, okay, this isn't true. There's no way. But I guess it is. The Howard Stern Show, from what I'm gathering from my sources, which is the same sources you have, is that the Howard Stern Show is going away on Sirius XM. I'm going to go over some of the comments that I'm looking at because basically I'm just searching Howard Stern on X and then the comments that roll in and various people coming up with reasons why the Howard Stern Show has been canceled. This is what I've known, my observations about Howard. First of all, I was never a big Howard fan. But occasionally I'd hear things that I thought were funny. But whatever. Wasn't the biggest fan of Howard. No real reason. Just it was my taste. And I was more of like when there was the war between Opie and Anthony and Howard. I was a big Opie and Anthony fan at the time. Now in hindsight, more Anthony than Opie because Opie's horrible. But then as time passed, because of Carl, I would pay attention to Carl on who are these podcast, and I was like, boy, Howard sucks now. That's the only time I would ever hear anything from Howard would be when Carl would review him on Who Are These Podcasts. And I was like, oh, this is shitty. I remember last year Howard interviewed Joe Biden and it was really bad, really, really bad. And I noticed he's always talking about therapy. And that's a little annoying at times. It just gets to be a little bit too much. You get sick and tired of people telling you everybody's got to go to therapy. Everybody's got to do that. Everybody's get some therapy. Get some therapy. Okay, whatever. I think that the way the world is now, less people pay attention to someone like Howard because there's just so much more out there. From what I'm understanding, and I don't think any of this is official, but it's based on diminishing. I said this to Pooh Bear. I go, Pooh Bear, the statement that I'm hearing is being thrown out about Howard is diminished cultural relevance. And before I could even say, so that means, she goes, well, that means he sucks. I go, I mean, that's the way, if someone said to me, Easy, I'm not paying attention to you anymore. Why? Well, your diminished cultural relevance. I mean, it's, nobody cares anymore. There was a time when people did care. But I think that ship has sailed. When you have the most popular people being listened to today are on podcast form and live stream form, I think that spells doom for you. People can get what they want by barely lifting a finger. You look at the top things that people consume these days, whether it be short TikTok videos to whatever they watch on YouTube or the shows, the podcast that they listen to. It's all online formats. The industry radio, even one is, I guess, as current as satellite radio, is just gone away. Nobody gives a shit anymore. Ben Glaze says, and all of the things that I'm talking about are for free. Instead of having to subscribe to Sirius, there was a time when Sirius was extremely cool. You know, you got radio was getting beat up when Howard left. Howard went on Sirius, and the first thing he said was, finally, I don't have to worry about the FCC. That was a huge problem for Howard when he was getting sanctioned by the FCC. So all of a sudden, he heads over to satellite, and he can say whatever the fuck he wants. 20-plus years. I have nothing when you look at his body of work, I don't give a shit what he's done recently. You still can't say he's a fantastic pioneer. I don't care for him. Never really laughed at much of what he does, but who gives a shit? I am finding it interesting that a lot of what's going on here in the comments. For example, this person wrote, last year, Howard said he hated anyone who voted for Donald Trump and demanded they stop listening to his radio show. Today, it's been announced that SiriusXM has canceled the Howard Stern show after his ratings plummeted. Fuck around, find out, Howard. There are no ratings in Sirius. It's based on subscriptions. And I can't confirm that that happened. Who knows why he was canceled? It's easy to just say that it's because he said Trump sucks. But we don't know that. Juanita wrote, this is Howard Stern, the most vile human being ever without his wig. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. He's the most vile human being ever. But I think that this picture is amazing. That's devastating. Fuck. He looks like shit there. I don't know. Maybe he's got the hair up in the hat. Who knows? I think he does have a wig, though. I've heard that, but who gives a shit? This guy says a new case of go woke, go broke. Howard Stern's going to be canceled at SiriusXM when his contract ends. In recent years, Stern said he hates Trump voters, that he thinks were stupid, and that he would deny unvaccinated people hospital care if it was up to him. Fuck around, find out. Yeah, I can't say for sure. Go woke, go broke of corporate media. Little cartoon with the Grim Reaper visiting Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo, Joy Reid, Stephen Colbert, Howard Stern, and The View. Well, what you forget about all these is that these are all network shows or cable shows, and in this case, satellite radio. And when it comes to like Stephen Colbert, his show sucked. The same person tweeted out, in case you didn't know, Dana Plato, 34, had $1,000 in her bank account when she took her own life a day after being humiliated on the Howard Stern show on Mother's Day in 1999. Howard Stern is a horrible person, and I, for one, am glad that his show is coming to an end. So that person is saying that Dana Plato killed herself because of Howard Stern. I don't know. Is that what she said? Did she sign a note saying that? And by the way, $1,000. Quit bragging. It says here in May.
3-4 out of 5 Americans.
2024, Howard interviewed Joe Biden. Rebecca loves Colbert. Yeah, I'm not a fan. This is Howard interviewing Joe Biden.
not only were you a star football player, but you were a lifeguard. I mean, you really, and you.
He got a lot of heat because he basically just kissed his ass and talked him up, and it was bad. And Biden didn't know what planet he was on.
We're the only white guy who was lifeguarding in this black community, right? Yeah, I mean, you were the one guy.
I was.
Your family is pretty, again, this goes to my point about, you know, the president is the father of our country. That's something we all say. And I think your family is so extraordinary because of the way they've conducted themselves and how they are with you, that I feel you have a lot to give to the presidency. These are my feelings. It's pretty amazing family. And I submit for your approval that when you have a loving family like that, you got a lot to give because you get so much from them. You're the kind of leader I love because we're lucky to have you in the Oval Office and serving as the father of the country. Because if you're a good father to your family, which you are, I know you'd be a good father to the country, and I want to thank you.
This almost seems like a bit, like he's going over the top and doesn't like him. That would actually make sense to Howard 20 years ago.
Providing a calming influence, an organized administration post-COVID.
Oh, poor Biden. I feel bad for that.
That vaccine out, getting NATO, getting us to feel comfortable, standing up to Putin. I don't know what people are looking for in a president, or maybe it's that people don't feel like they're getting enough or something. I don't know what it is, but I'll give you your greatest hits. The lowest uninsured rate in history, 4 out of 5 Americans are covered for less than $10 a month. Knocking off a few ISIS leaders, cutting the emissions in half. I mean, you've always been an environmentalist.
Okay, I can't take anymore. I can't do it. All right, this is a clip that I probably would be a bad decision if I played it, but this person is, here's a rare clip of Howard Stern in blackface using the term smelly N-word in 1993. Howard did a bit, this is true, with, that's Sherman Hemsley from the Jeffersons. I'll link it up in the show, the goddamn show notes, but I can't play this. So now everybody's going back to everything that they didn't like about Howard, and they're just throwing dirt on his fucking grave. Oh, shit. This one posts the gif of Ray Liotta from Goodfellas laughing. Howard said he didn't want MAGA people listening to his show. He doesn't have to worry about that now. He doesn't have a show. God. Not the B. Wrote, I can't believe Howard Stern's strategy of telling half the population they weren't welcome to listen to his show backfired. Barstool's on it. Colette writes, as far as I'm concerned, Howard Stern was nothing but a gross pig. I don't know how anyone can be sad that he got the boot. His show was gross. He dumped his wife for a model, got a girly makeover, and tried to go legit as a pusher of woke propaganda. Underneath, he was still the guy obsessed with farts and porn. Well, I mean, glass house there. Who isn't obsessed with farts and porn? Not Kenny Rogers says Howard Stern did not get fired because no one listened to her show anymore. Howard Stern got fired because Sirius was no longer able to use some of our tax dollars to pay his $125 million a year salary after advertisers left in droves because no one listened to his show anymore. Okay, well, these people are all experts. I mean, I guess I am claiming to be an expert too, but God, he is so tall. Jesus. The end of the day, radio, terrestrial radio, Sirius XM are in a bad, bad spot. It's very expensive to have some of these talents on. And it's take a massive pay cut or you got to go. I don't, whatever. The guy made a goddamn killing. So much money. But people are pretty much dancing on the grave of Howard Stern. Jeremy says Howard is insufferable, referring to that clip. Yeah, that was very, very bad. Very, very bad. Tyler says he's 71. I'd say he had a good run. He had a great run. No one else will ever be successful in radio like that. You know, I mean, if you think about it, when Howard left and then the culture started to switch and it became harder and harder to have any type of radio that could be successful. Local shows are done. The dwindling number of syndicated shows that exist now, eventually they will drop off. You're starting to see it already, where top-notch shows are starting to be carved up a little bit. I saw it earlier this year with Preston and Steve. That's a Beasley Media property in Philadelphia. The number one show for decades. And they had a lady that was on the show with Preston and Steve, two dudes. They cut her loose. Andy Green in Detroit on the Dave and Chuck the Freak Show. Again, top rated. I think that one is a Beasley property too. Same thing. Wiped them out, or wiped Andy off of that show. So this is slowly going to work its way through radio. It continues to do that. And it all boils down to advertisers just spend their money on different things. You know, there's different opportunities. The power is in the buyers now. And radio is still very, very expensive. But there's a lot less people listening to it. And in Sirius's case, where they can put advertisers on, but also the number of subscriptions down. They're like, ah, fuck it. I get a better listening experience while listening to a playlist that I curated myself of my favorite songs. Megan, of course, from Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and DV. She says, we choose Mr. 10. Thank you. Radio is stupid expensive. I know Megan has people in radio that bang on her door and say, hey, you know, Irvine should be on the air with us. And then, you know, she sees how much it costs. And she's like, what the fuck? This is what I pay for EZ for 3 months. Nick, Black Belt Nick, says the serious crowd are going podcasts. Bob in Pennsylvania says, I used to listen to Preston and Steve. All right, so it looks like Howard is done. You know, truth be told, if Howard wanted to, he has all the money he could ever want. He could establish his own platform with paying customers, and it would generate money. And he could also, if he wanted to, create his own podcast network, minus the all of the shackles of radio. If you think about it, if Howard said, all right, I'm now a free agent, I could do whatever I want. Let's say Howard wanted to get his message out there. All he honestly had to do would be, if he really wanted to, is do a Patreon, and that's it. And he could make millions of dollars, without a doubt. He could do the Howard Stern podcast on Spotify if he wanted to, and make millions of dollars. He doesn't need radio. Anyone that has anything to say that's interesting doesn't need radio. You have a free platform, the internet. You can say whatever the hell you want. You don't have to pay for an electric bill. And you can do it wherever you want, whenever you want. Why not? Right now is the absolute perfect time for content, creativity, ability to, the sky is the limit. This is what I tell people when it comes to marketing on my show. I say the same thing. I go, we can do anything you want. You know, we've got all sorts of flexibility here. And it doesn't really cost you a dime to put content out. It costs you your time and your sweat equity. Bob says he's already got a full radio studio in his houses. Oh, my God. Honest God, if he wanted to, he could just do it himself. He doesn't even have to pay anybody. So anybody who thinks that Howard Stern is just going to ride off into the sunset is probably crazy. I mean, he's 71. He's not 91. David says radio was good before podcast took over. The choices for content is unlimited. I was just talking with Dr. Penny Avery at Aquinas College yesterday, meeting number two for the Eric Zane Show podcast school at Aquinas College. In case you don't know, I'll be teaching a class starting on August 18th. And we're talking about the curriculum, the things that I'll be discussing in the class. And one of the things that I will be focusing on, because it's also a radio class, I'll be focusing on the period of time in radio from 1996 to now where it's declined. Why it's declined, how it declined, the time frame of its declining, and the reasons why. Also, while that timeline is going and it arcs down, podcasts from where it started and it arcs up. I got my hands yesterday on the podcasting equipment for the Eric Zane taught class at Aquinas College. So this is fantastic. The stuff that they have for the class is top notch. And I went to the college and I actually got all of the podcast equipment and brought it home. It's in the basement of my house right now. It's different than what I have here to some degree, but I have to familiarize myself with it so that the students can, I mean, if they have a question, I can actually show them because it's different. So I got to familiarize myself with their setup. So I bring it all in. And I put it on the table downstairs. And so I've got this podcast studio that I'm powering up, if you will. And it's like, Jesus, this stuff is fantastic. I'm so jealous. That's the way it was when I was in college. You know, I went to my college radio station and the equipment was outstanding. And then I go work at a commercial radio station and everything's shit. Like, why is a college have better equipment than the commercial radio station? And I guess nothing's changed because the equipment that they have to teach the podcasting class is better than what I have here. And there's a lot of it, too. So I was able to get the equipment yesterday and bring it in down here. And I'm going to set it up. Rebecca says, will you please stream your class for the Patreon folks? I meant to say folks. I said the word folks and pronounced the L. I hate when our pal Greggy does that, so I want to make sure I corrected that. Megan says, Jamingo would love that shit. He can't. Well, I'm not saying I can't. I haven't asked you. It's a great idea. I think I will bring it up at some point. I don't know if that means every class, but maybe some of them. I could ask. And all these students would have to sign off on it, I think. Chris in Buffalo says, that's how colleges are. When I did automotive college, we had the best of the best. When I went to the dealer, it was 1970s garbage tools. Of course. Makes sense. And then I was talking with Dr. Penny Avery, and she goes, okay, now look over the equipment. If there's anything we need, all right, if there's anything at all that we need, I want you to let me know, and I can get it. I've got a grant. Some nice lady passed away, and she gave us a grant. And I go, oh, okay. How much is the grant? She goes, $20,000. I go, $20,000? Oh, my God. So I'm sitting there, like, before she reveals that, I'm like, well, we might need a web camera and maybe two or three of those. So we're looking at, I don't know, $250. Is that too much to ask? Oh, yeah, I've got $20,000. Some lady who passed away said, yeah, here you go for the communications class, for Easy's podcast class, $20,000. My God. Outstanding. Okay, so I'll stay plugged into this Howard story. It wouldn't surprise me at all if Howard started doing some type of podcast. I think he might. He has to wrap his brain around the idea of that, because he struck me as the type of guy who thought that podcasting was like beneath him. Maybe he thought that for a period of time, but as time has passed, I mean, podcasting is definitely where it's at. There was a time when you had to explain to people what a podcast was. And thank God for the people who kept doing podcasting. And thank God for the people who listened to them, so that it is the thing that people want to be involved in. People want to listen to it. And I do plan on doing this in the class. My experiment, raise your hand if you listen to the radio today. Now raise your hand if you watch TikTok videos, if you watched something on YouTube, if you listen to a podcast, if you listen to your own music on Spotify, stuff like that. And all the hands will go up. Amanda says, and your salary is what again? I don't believe I told you in the first place. I weighed into Carl today, and I said, hey, are you hearing these stories about Howard being canceled? Carl said, E-Rock sent me this yesterday. Nothing surprises me. It was an article about Howard Stern's stint at SiriusXM reportedly nearing an end. Kristen says, yeah, if it happens, they're just not renewing his contract because they're losing a fortune on a show that very few people listen to anymore. The stories saying he's being canceled are being disingenuous. Howard actually did a short surprise show today with Lars Ulrich to announce a new Metallica channel. He did not talk about any of these cancellation contract rumors. Amanda weighed in, by the way, on Patreon yesterday. Part of our subject matter was about how the White House is making it so that SNAP benefits, which that is for folks who don't have any money, they can get food paid for by the government. The White House is making it so that if that's the case, they cannot buy junk food, like sugary snacks and like pop beverages, soda, things like that. Amanda writes, it is cheaper to buy the junk food. And by the way, my take on this was let them. I don't care. I mean, you're not going to, it's not like these people are instantly, because the White House said, well, first reason why is we want them to be healthy. And the second reason why, we don't want taxpayers paying for garbage food. I don't think they really want them to be healthy. I don't think they really care. Most of the people who get SNAP benefits are hillbillies or poor black people. So I don't believe that the White House gives a shit about their health. The truth is, it's that Oliver Anthony song influencing them. Tax dollars ought not pay for fudge rounds. If you're 5'3" and 300 pounds, taxes ought not pay for your bag of fudge rounds. Oliver Anthony influenced the White House. That's what happened. But Amanda's opinion is, it's cheaper to buy the junk food so they can make their benefits last. To these people, it's not supplemental. It's the entire grocery budget for the month. I don't know that. I can't speak for all the people, nor can you. But I don't know about if that's true. It's cheaper to buy the junk food so they can make their benefits last. I don't think the White House is making it so that they can't buy like Jimmy Dean shit. Maybe they are. I don't know. I've never had SNAP benefits. I don't know how they work. Jeremy says, it is not cheaper to buy junk food. Jeez Louise, I made food for 7 people, a filling, healthy meal for $35, and 15 of that was for Saffron. Amanda says, Jeremy, I can get a box of Hamburger Helper and hamburger for way less than that. I used to be on food stamps. All right, she's right. If you get a Hamburger Helper and some hamburger, you can stretch that out for like 3-4 meals. But I don't know if SNAP covers Hamburger Helper. I think that's a question we have to ask. Do SNAP benefits pay for Hamburger Helper? Yes, they do. And I don't think the White House has eliminated that. Hamburger Helper is considered a food item intended for home preparation and consumption, which aligns with the guidelines for SNAP eligible purchases. This applies to various flavors and sizes of Hamburger Helper, including beef, pasta, and general SNAP benefits cover most food items you would typically buy at a grocery store, including staples like fruits, veggies, meat, poultry, fish, dairy, bread, and cereal. You can also use SNAP to purchase accessory foods like snacks, non-alcoholic beverages, spices, condiments, and baking mixes. So the White House, they're eliminating the sugar. And my argument is, you do not want these fat slobs rampaging to the store. It's a matter of safety. Let these fat pigs get those SNAP benefits to cover sugary foods. Okay? It's as bad as a fat fuck who doesn't have access to Mountain Dew. That is as deadly at my neighborhood grocery store as the Walmart stabber. The last thing you want is a rampage from some fat chick or a dude in a muumuu because they cannot get their Mountain Dew for free. Even Madison, who joined me on the show yesterday, she said, who gives a shit? Those people's lives are terrible. Let them have their fucking... They get a treat. Big fucking deal. Why do we have to take such a hard stance on these poor fucks? And then you get everybody, the hardliners, my taxes. Fuck you. Those people put Trump in the White House for you. Leave them alone. They're going to be dead at 45, all right? And all that money that they invested in Social Security, you're going to spend. So it all works out. Shut the fuck up. My God. Donut Dan is here. By the way, this is Donut Dan's shirt, the infamous Dirty Donut shirt. Somebody was wearing this when they took a shit in the hallway at Martin High School this year. You, Dan, can people buy this shirt on your website? This is a great shirt. This is like my favorite shirt that I have, and it's the brightest of reds, too. Look at all the hard work Dan did. He got Consumers Credit Union. They paid him big cheddar for this thing. And there's a bunch of other sponsors on the back of it that paid Dan to be on the shirt. I didn't pay cash, but it was a trade deal. They gave me a spot on the banner where the podium is, where the winners are. And they gave me the T-shirt spot, and I got to mention my show on the PA announcements. So I traded PA announcements for the spot on the shirt, and then we did a cash transaction for my services to announce the race. And goddamn, was that fun! I will always look back fondly on the moment that I told Dan that some animal took a big, healthy BM. Giant wrinkler right on the floor of the main hallway by the trophy case in Martin High School, and some fucker stepped in it, and there was Adidas treads Adidas treads through the goddamn hallway. It was fantastic. That story is never going to leave you. Dan writes, the only argument to that would be the 300-pound poor people may cost the taxpayers even more in taxpayer-funded health care. Whatever. Come on. We can't fix everything. It's not perfect. Nick the Black Belt says, we have a huge obesity issue with kids and inner-city people. I hope this is to help with that. It won't. It won't do anything. This is a minuscule lifting of a finger, and it's not even genuine, because the White House doing this is not doing it to keep people healthy. They don't care about those people, okay? They're doing it because of tax dollars going for something that they don't think. They're just cutting a program, which is kind of what they do. There's a story that's going on now. What's his name? RFK Jr. has just cut a $500 million grant for mRNA research. That's what we have now in the White House. And we got to live with it. Now, I don't think we should cut mRNA research, because I'm addicted to the COVID vaccine. I wish I could get it every day. And I love it. And thanks to the COVID vaccine, everybody knows that we defeated COVID. It was a combination of the masks, the social distancing, and the vaccine. And so I'm just thankful for that. So I wish that $500 million was staying there for mRNA research, but it's being lost now. RFK Jr. says, fuck that shit. And we got to live with it, because Trump is in the White House. You shrug, you move on. So fat people, they cannot have Mountain Dew. And you and I no longer get mRNA research for our next vaccine, for our next pandemic. It's not happening. We're all just going to die. And we have to live with our death. Amanda is the tip of the spear for cheap food. And I think she made an excellent point on Hamburger Helper. Let's break this down. How much does Hamburger Helper cost? All right. You can get a box of Hamburger Helper for $2.48. Plus a pound of ground beef. Let's just say $4 for that. You're looking at $6.48. You can probably get 4 servings. Okay, that's $1.62 a serving. Anybody who doesn't think that the Hamburger Helper diet isn't cost effective is a stupid asshole. $1.62 a serving. If I'm broke, I'm buying Hamburger Helper. You cannot argue with her point that shit food like Hamburger Helper is cost effective. Megan says healthy food is not expensive. You just have to have a plan. Perhaps, but not as cheap as Hamburger Helper. And most of the people that are on food stamps now, not all of them, but a lot of them are stupid who don't have the wherewithal to plan a meal. And they'd rather just take the easy way out. So you have that. You have a combination of poverty and stupidity. You blend those two together, Hamburger Helper stock goes through the roof. Bob says a box of Hamburger Helper barely feeds two, though. Disagree. Disagree. I guess it depends on how gross the person is that's eating it. Even if it was, if one person ate the whole box, $6.48 for Hamburger Helper is not that expensive. Like if you ate a whole box of Hamburger Helper per day and you did that for 7 days a week, that's still, you're eating for $47.88 a week. Sure, your arteries are clogged, and you're going to be dead by the time you're 38, and you weigh 900 pounds, and everybody, nobody wants to be around you, and you smell like shit all the time, but you're still eating for $47.88 a week. All right. Megan says, Hamburger Helper, Walmart now, $3 a box. Exactly. Molly says, you cannot get alcohol on SNAP. I was on it before. Yep. I love that it worked for you guys. You know, like Megan was on it for a time. And Amanda was on it. And Molly was on it. You utilized the system for what it was intended. And then you moved on. You bettered yourself. That's what it's intended for. So not everybody is just going to milk the system, for God's sake. Thank God audience members of this show look towards self-growth. By the way, I am seriously considering buying some Hamburger Helper today. Now, that stuff is fucking great. Amanda says, my friend used to buy food for her friend, and then her friend would give her the cash because she had so much extra. Megan says, that's illegal. Well, whatever. You know, you do what you do. You do what you have to do. David says food from a box is garbage food. I know, but it's delicious. Amanda says, David, I do not disagree, but it's cheaper than buying fresh produce, fruits and vegetables, and fish and stuff. Jeremy says, to be clear, I'm fine with people getting whatever they want on SNAP, but don't just say it's cheaper. Be honest about it. It's easier. You're busy raising your kids, and sometimes you just want a treat. Yeah, it's okay. It's cheaper and it's easier. Piano Finger Banger wants me to show the tat. There's the tat. There you go. That's me. Thing's really old now. Starting to fade. Jeremy says a box of fish sticks is $7, and the whole fish, which will give you 2 times more fish sticks, is like $12. All right, whatever. Badger says chicken thighs are so underrated and cheap. You're not kidding, man. Aldi. My God. We made a trip to Aldi the other day. I don't know why I stopped going to Aldi. There was a lady at that fucking store, by the way, who every corner I turned around, she was in my way. And I'm like, oh boy. And I just stop in my tracks. I am a big proponent of when I am on an aisle and I'm moving, even though there's aisles where people are going to stop and turn right or left, I always yield because too often people with their carts, they won't yield. It's like tunnel vision. And I go slow and I'm always looking out for the other person. It's getting so bad these days. It's even worse than it's ever been. Amanda says a good pound of ground beef is $4.79. Food stamps people get the best steaks. Amanda wants you to buy two boxes. Keep the hamburger at a pound. You'll feed four people. Amanda says, why do you guys think that I was almost at 300 pounds before I started the job that I'm in now, where it allowed me to get gastric bypass? Wait a minute. I thought you were always 300 pounds. I thought when you were born, you were 300 pounds. Jeremy says, hamburger helper also has zero nutritional value. It's just the carbs. A chicken, rice, and veggie meal will give you more nutritional value for roughly the same price, if not less, and it keeps you full longer. Amanda says, I did not learn. I still eat the garbage food. I just don't have food stamps to buy at this time. Okay. I think
that's kind of revealing because you packed on the pounds last week. You had the biggest jump in fatathon history. You gained almost 5 pounds in a week. That hasn't happened before. You are breaking records as you are surging now north of 300 pounds with that hellacious jump. You gained a stout 4.6, and you, as of Monday, were 307.2. So I think that admission right there that you still eat the junk food, I think that's probably the snake in the grass there. Okay. Badger says, I'm in my 50s. I was raised on Hamburger Helper. Amanda says, I bought two small Meyer cakes. And Jeremy says, I gained less weight when my dad croaked. Amanda says, I'm seriously like those people on 600-pound life. All right. Well, so basically what you're it's a matter of a decision that you're making. Either you are doing it or you are not. And the surge is real. The surge is real. With that 4.6-pound bulge, and then last week, you had like a 3.5. You gained over 8 pounds in 2 weeks. So you're going to have to focus and get back on the horse and stop eating Hamburger Helper and count your calories. That's what I suggest you do. You do what you want. Amanda is trying to capitalize on a liquid diet because she's having a colonoscopy. And so she's taking the medicine to get everything out of her system so that the doctor can take a camera and put it in her keister and look around. I would have such a boner if I was that doctor. All right. Good luck on that.
I want to thank everybody that's watching the show on YouTube and Facebook. But I'm going to send you on your way. If you want the rest of the show, it's on Twitch. And I have a lot to cover because I woke up this morning, and again, it is another day where the Segment 18 Facebook group for Free Beer and Hot Wings, which is north of 20,000 people, out of the blue, another attack on your old pal EZ. And it's fantastic. It's absolutely great. And I'm here for it. And thank you to the folks on that Facebook group who have let me have it. Brick by brick, I am convincing audience members there that this is the real deal. This show right here, me, one microphone, one camera, my dogs, kicked in door, is a more entertaining venture than my pals on Free Beer and Hot Wings. And that's the first time I've mentioned them. And I wouldn't have mentioned them at all today because there's so much to talk about today with Howard quitting and Hamburger Helper and Amanda's asshole that I don't have to talk about them. But here we are. Did you ever have the Hamburger Helper double cheeseburger macaroni? Oh my God. Really great. They even have Hamburger Helper stroganoff. My God. Amanda writes, aha, because as you know, she's pushing out all of the feces for her body. She says, just weighed myself. I'm at 302.6. Okay. Well, look, you're at a crossroads here. If you eat sensibly, you're going to live longer. But if you do decide to not eat sensibly, make sure you eat Hamburger Helper because at least it'll be delicious. Amanda says, don't forget, Eric, you get to add more cheese on it when you have it in the bowl. Megan says, stroganoff is what's for dinner at the Megan household. Man Bun Chris writes, it's funny that they say FBHW is all you talk about, but it's mostly brought up by them. In the Segment 18 Facebook page. Precisely. Donut Dan says, why do those morons on the 18 deal not... why do they not write about the show itself? Because the show is just going through the motions and is not funny anymore. Yeah, there's really nothing interesting about it. Badger says, picture Amanda at 120 pounds. She'd be a hot fox. Oh, yeah. And the thing is, Amanda doesn't have to drop down to 120 from 302 point whatever what she is now after shitting out the world. Because all she'd have to do is drop down to 220. And then they'd have to hack off 100 pounds of skin. Because there would be so much extra skin there, the surgeon would have to remove it. Or she could keep it on, and we can get her to climb to a top of the mountains in the UP and jump off and have her own fucking wingsuit. She'd look like a fucking giant flying squirrel. And she could glide down with her own skin glide there. It'd be amazing. Holy fuck. A hell of a visual if you can picture that. You ever see those guys in those wingsuits? Oh my God, do I love those. I saw some guy who's at the tip top of a mountain. It was one of those Red Bull dudes, and he jumped off and he put his arms out and he's ripping down the hill and he's got a parachute. When he gets low enough, he pulls the chute, and wow, that is something. And then they've got like a big hoop. And he flies through the hoop. He's able to actually navigate it so he can fly. It's incredible. If you were to show that to the Wright brothers and see that we have actually mastered flight, Oh, my God. Ben Glaze says, after she loses the weight, hopefully she keeps those big milkers. Oh, she's going to need total reconstructive surgery because a good portion of those titties are fat. So they're going to hang down like those Yanomamo Indians that are featured on the cover of National Geographic. They're going to hang down like, you know, inner city pit bull dog. You know what I'm talking about? If you live in the inner city, all dogs there have those huge titties. And that's what Amanda's knockers are going to look like when she loses the weight. They're going to look like shit because of the amount of stretching that has happened. But that's, I mean, she signed up for that. All right. Maureen says she loses weight in her boobs first thing. Amanda says, all right, everybody, you got to hold me to it. No, we are not. We are not holding you to anything. This is your job and yours only. Don't make everybody do that. All right. I mean, we can talk about it. Sure. If that's what you mean, means holding you to it. But no, you got to do this on your own. You know, all I can do is talk. I'm just lip service. That's all I did with Jeremy. And Jeremy is the one who actually did it. You know, and he's still doing it. He could fuck it up today. I don't know. No, do it yourself. We're not holding you to it. She says, what I'm going to do is I'm going to treat this like it was my surgery, and I'll go back to the diet I was supposed to have after surgery. Bob in PA says she can't lose the missile tits. Well, I think it's a matter of life and death, and I think she'll have more. They won't even be titties. You know those things that kids play with in the pool, those noodles? She will have noodle tits at that point. Jeremy says, luckily, Becky's titties are 90% muscle, so they just keep getting bigger as she gets stronger. Yeah, the muscle mass on her is incredible. When I ran into Becky at the corner bar last time for Pinball Orgy number one, she put her arms around me, and I go, that's not good enough. Squeeze me. And she went, and I went, oh, my God, yes. And I think it actually lifted off of the sack somewhat. She says, do you want me to crack your back next time? I want you to beat me. Rebecca is a great person to talk to. She says, Amanda, you still need to work on the underlying food addiction. I'll say this. Anything like what Jeremy's doing right now, it takes time. You have to give yourself time to make it a habit. And he obviously is well past making it a habit. He's been at it for nearly one full year. But I think you got to, you know, I've talked about this many, many times. One day at a time, and then do that for like 30 days before you actually start to see where it's getting easier. Those first 30, 40, 50, 60 days are so critical. I mean, you haven't done anything for longer than a few days. You're the worst. You're probably the least successful dieter in the history of the planet. There are people on my 600-pound life who look at you and go, oh, God, she's the worst because of your inconsistency. Jeremy says, replace your food addiction with something else. I choose pinball. Maybe you could try heroin. Rebecca says, or she could choose penis. I don't judge. Good point. by the way, I have not yet kicked anybody out yet. I promised that I would be kicking people out, but I don't think I'm going to today. I'm just going to leave you there. And since that is such a benevolent act by me, I'm expecting you all who are watching on Facebook and YouTube to go over to Twitch and subscribe, because most days the show is on Twitch. Speaking of health, today is a running day. Yesterday was not. That's what I'm doing right now. That's where my world is. Run one day and don't run the next day and hope that my knees survive, excuse me, with this osteoarthritis that I have. So far, so good. Running day 4 days ago, I ran 2 miles, varying my pace from jog to a little faster, and then went as hard as I could on the final mile. And I was able to maintain a pace of 9 minutes and 16 seconds for that mile. 2 days ago, I said, I'm going to kick ass. I'm shattering this today. And I beat the shit out of that time with the exact same route that I ran and everything. And I did it in 8 minutes and 53 seconds. Today, I'm going to shatter that fucking thing again. I'm looking to go sub 8:45, maybe faster, for that mile. Last time I ran, I did the first half mile in 4 minutes and 20 seconds. The second half mile I did in 4 minutes and 32 seconds. So I'm slowing down. I should be, I have a negative split. It should be flipped. The back half is supposed to be faster. Now, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself and talk about what I'm going to do next. I'm just working out the time on the road and getting the workout in. Then we'll take it as it comes. Man Bun Chris says, are you at the track for these? No. I have the distance on the roads. Okay. I'm going to bring in segment 18 in just a minute. But before I do that, I have a big salute going out to the sponsors that keep this show growing. And there's a lot of them today, and I'm so thankful for Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. 616-532-6600. If you have any type of car repairs and you're like, I can't do this, I need help. This might be me after I ruin the power steering replacement, which is going to happen soon enough. Yeah, come get it, or I'm going to bring it over to you, or I'm having it towed. But I'm stubborn. I have a 23-year-old truck. I want to try doing the work by myself. Hopefully I'll be successful. But when I'm not, and definitely with Diana's car, I don't, or Madison's car, I try not to do the work on those things. It's just a little bit too complex for me. Irvine's is who you want to call upon. 616-532-6600. ervines.com. That's ervines.com. They're in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And, of course, they have free loaner cars for you. It's a great place to get your vehicle repaired. They pay attention to every single detail. Kuiper Tree Care will take care of your trees that are past their prime. Tree removal, maybe there's some storm damage. It can take care of that. Tree risk assessment. You're like, what's wrong with this tree? They have 3 certified arborists that can help you. They also can clean up any storm damage, stump grinding. Reach out, call or text in West Michigan, 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. Oakland Auto Detail. They work on 1 car a day. 1! And bringing it back to life, making it look as good as new. It might be just an interior clean and an exterior clean. It might be interior clean, exterior clean, ceramic coating over it, ceramic polish job. That's the way to go. If you really want to preserve the finish of your paint, especially on a newer car, every so often you get a ceramic coating on it. It lasts for a heck of a long time. It's better than waxing. All of the little nicks and scratches from washing it yourself or taking it through car washes, that all comes out when they're doing ceramic polishing. If you want more information, and so that you can become one of the one car a day, be the one car every day. If you want your car next in line, reach out to my friends at Oakland Auto Detail. Please mention me when you reach out. Call or text 616-510-3470, 616-510-3470. Their services make a great gift for someone. And follow them on Facebook. Their videos are fun. They're short, easy to watch, and it gives you that nice sense of, oh, my God, this thing looked like shit, and now it looks great type of vibe. You can watch them before bedtime like I do. Follow Oakland Auto Detail on Facebook. Berlin Raceway. There's racing this weekend at Berlin Raceway. You can get a ticket for $15 as long as it's before 11:59 p.m. on Friday night. BerlinRaceway.com. $15 a ticket. Kids free, 15 and under. Parking is free. Bring in a cooler or a bag as long as it's 12 by 18 or smaller with all your snacks, soft drinks, no booze, no glass at Berlin Raceway. And I will be there Saturday, August 23rd for the first ever edition of Uninformed Track Announcer with your old pal EZ. I'll be talking to the crowd and doing a track announcing play-by-play of the race and have no idea what I'm talking about. Uninformed Track Announcer debuts August 23rd at Berlin Raceway. And you can be there for that. That's the day after the second annual pinball orgy. It's a big, easy weekend for that weekend. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.